Top Planned Parenthood Contributions to House and Senate Races. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 31, 2018. The Planned Parenthood Action Fund, the political lobbying arm affiliated with the national abortion chain, contributed $426,480 to federal candidates, all of them Democrats, during the 2018 election cycle. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, as of October 26, Planned Parenthood contributed to the campaigns of 143 Democrats running in House races and 25 Democrats running for a Senate seat. Montana Senator John Tester is the recipient of $7,500, the highest amount Planned Parenthood has donated to the campaign of a U.S. Senate candidate. Tester is running against Republican Matt Rosendale. Democrat Jackie Rosen scored $7,499 from the abortion giant for her campaign against GOP Nevada Senator Dean Haller. For her campaign to fill the seat of retiring Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, Kristen Sinema received $7,000 from the political action group affiliated with taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood. Nine incumbent Democrat senators were the recipients of donations in the $5,000 range from Planned Parenthood. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, $5,034. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, $5,000. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, $5,000. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, $5,000. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez, $5,000. Florida Senator Bill Nelson, $5,000. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith, $5,000. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, $5,000. And Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, $4,999. The top recipient of a Planned Parenthood contribution for a House race is Democrat Katie Hill, who nailed a donation in the amount of $8,999. Hill is seeking to unseat Republican California Representative Steve Knight. Nevada Democrat Susie Lee received $8,000 from the abortion business for her House campaign against Nevada businessman Danny Tarkanian. In New Jersey, Democrat Andy Kim scored $7,000 from the organization for his race against incumbent GOP Representative Tom MacArthur. Though John Ossoff announced in February he would not be running for Congress during the 2018 election season, he received $6,509 from Planned Parenthood, according to the data. Similarly, Connecticut Democrat Representative Elizabeth Esty announced in April she would not be seeking re-election in the wake of criticism she mishandled abuse allegations against her chief of staff. Nevertheless, she received $6,000 from Planned Parenthood. In Ohio, Aftab Pureevil also was the recipient of $6,000 from Planned Parenthood for his campaign against incumbent GOP Representative Steve Chabot.